Good morning, Sadio. Welcome to Daybreak Africa.
Good morning, James. Thank you very much for having me.
So you are here to observe the U.S. midterm election system. How would you describe your assignment, or I would say observation so far?
It has been pretty amazing, James. As you know, the American electoral process is very different from what we have back in Africa. It's a lot of seats that people are running for. We have the governor's race. We have the Senate race. So it's been a quite amazing experience for me getting to learn about the American electoral process and also the issues that are of matters of priority to the voters in this forthcoming midterm election.
What are some of the issues that you are hearing as you make your visits to the different states?
First of all, James, this is something that a lot of countries across the world have been dealing, and the United States, of course, is no exception. It is inflation. Of course, the state where I am right now, which is Arizona, Phoenix, their inflation stands at a staggering 13%. So that is something that is really worrisome. They also talk about abortion rights in this country. Of course, this is a border state, so illegal immigration also comes up a lot when you talk to the voters.
How many states have you visited so far?
So far, this is my fourth destination, and from here, I'll be proceeding to Raleigh, North Carolina. The reason why we started in Arizona, Phoenix, is because if you understand the American electoral system, this state has gone from a conservative stronghold to a battleground state. So there are several tight races that are going to be happening.
Besides Arizona, did you visit Georgia and which other state?
No, we did not visit Georgia. We only visited Arizona, and then that will be it. From here, we proceed to North Carolina, Raleigh.
How many journalists from Africa that are on this observation assignment?
That's correct. We have a couple of journalists from Africa. I think it's about five of us from the Gambia. We have Cameroon. We have Zimbabwe. We have Malawi. And then we have Tanzania.
You mentioned two issues, inflation and abortion. How would you describe the passion of the voters as you visit these different states?
It depends on who you talk to, James. As you know, when you talk to Democrats, these people are obviously pro-choice. And when you talk to Republicans, these people do not want abortion and they want it banned. On the other side, if you also talk about illegal immigration, Republicans seems to have like a more of a pushback when it comes to illegal immigration. As a matter of fact, yesterday I went to a Republican Get Out the Vote rally event, and I had an interview with this lady. Her name was Sonia, and then she was telling me that she's an immigrant herself in the state of Arizona, but she wants to see tougher border controls in the state.
Sadio Brito, thank you so much again, and we shall check back with you.
Thank you very much for having me, James.